Thank you so much for being one of the rocks in my life and a good example of, of being someone that you can trust and someone that you can depend on. And if you are just a normal human being, then how much greater our Father is if that's who you model yourself on. So thank you so much for being you, not just to me, but to a lot of other people as well. And I just pray a huge blessing on you, particularly this morning as you bring us your teaching. And I just pray that everybody has their ears open, their minds open, and that you're prepared to receive what the Lord has put on my mom's heart for you this morning. Thank you so much for doing this, for being the vessel. You know, you're a woman, your name's not Vessel. but I know the Lord is with you and will bless you this morning.
Thank you, Luke. Okay, am I all switched on? All this technology. Yes, Luke, thank you for those words, and I echo those words in that I pray that the Lord opens the ears of your hearts and your minds to what he has to say this morning. They're not my words, they're his words. And as Luke said, I think I'm just the vessel. I just carry them forward. And I pray that you will hear the voice of the Lord this morning. So, I want to start by referring to one of the Psalms. I think it's a Psalm that probably everybody knows off by heart. I'm sure the most famous Psalm, Psalm 23. And I was just led to this Psalm during the week, and something in it struck me. And that's what I feel the Lord wants me to share with you this morning. So I'd like to just read that Psalm as we think about it. So Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And that for me is such a powerful psalm. It says everything we need to know. It tells us who guards us, who leads us, who protects us, and it gives us the assurance that we will live in his house forever. And I find great comfort and joy in that psalm. I often lie in my bed in the early hours when I wake up and I sing that hymn, I sing that psalm, because it's just so much comfort. And I pray that the words of the Lord this morning will bring you comfort. So I want to talk this morning about anointing oil. You know, there's that line that says, you anoint my head with oil. And you know, we kind of read past that and don't really look into what it means. And you know, it's a phrase we use possibly quite often without really understanding its significance. And so I want to look at those words, you anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. And frequently in the Old Testament we have reference to anointing. What does that really mean? It has a significant symbolism which has become lost in our culture today, but I think it bears being examined this morning. So in the Bible, to be anointed means being set apart by God for a holy purpose. And it symbolizes the favor, the empowerment, and the presence of God in the lives of those who are being anointed, so that they can serve God as he desires. Remember, the word Messiah, the term we use when we speak of our Savior Jesus, that term Messiah means the anointed one. So oil was used to anoint kings so that the people could have a physical sign that this person was appointed by God, that this was a divine appointment. And this person was to be their ruler, to operate under the guidance and authority of God Almighty. And in the process of anointing, oil was poured over the person's head. And there are many instances in the scriptures of this practice. Samuel anointed David, following God's command. And this was a very necessary thing, because David was not the obvious choice for king. He was the youngest son, the least likely, the youngest son of Jesse. And this shows that God's choice emphasized that his criteria for leadership went beyond human expectations and appearances. It says in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, "For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." So this was not just a ceremonial gesture, but evidence of a divine proclamation. All who witnessed this anointing or who heard about it would realize that this was not just an oil bath, but a divine endorsement and empowerment. Priests and prophets were also anointed to show that they were set apart for their work for God. Altars and other sacred objects were also anointed to mark them as holy and dedicated to God's service. I'm sure you all remember a few weeks ago, we walked around the perimeter of this building and anointed it. We anointed each of the four corners of this property with oil to dedicate this place to the work of the Lord and to ask his favor and blessing on this place, but also on all who serve and worship here. So we had a divine anointing that day. In the New Testament, there are further references to anointing, and this carries forward the purpose and meaning of this act. The Old Testament anointing with oil pointed towards the spiritual reality of the Holy Presence presence in believers in Jesus today, the ultimate anointed one. So, we who have accepted Jesus as the Lord of our lives have a general anointing, receiving the Holy Spirit to equip us for God's purposes as we allow him to direct our paths. So let's turn our attention to the supernatural power of the biblical oil so that we can activate this oil today through the Holy Spirit in every area of our lives. So firstly, one of the powers of the anointing oil is that it penetrates. Oil is used in massage therapy to lubricate the skin and to penetrate the deep muscles without causing friction or pain. God's anointing oil works in the same way. As it is massaged into our lives, it penetrates deeply into the painful areas that need God's touch. The Holy Spirit desires to not only come into our lives, but to penetrate deep into the unseen, untouched, painful areas that need to be healed. He wants to access those places we keep hidden away. Our dark thoughts, our addictions, our offenses, our unforgiveness, places that desperately need his touch in order to be restored, repaired, and revived by his oil as he gently ministers to us. We sang a song earlier, "Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning." Oil illuminates. And God has called us to be the light of the world, to keep that oil in our lamps. He calls us to be set apart and marked as his own. It is his oil in our lives that enables us to shine brightly and gives us the strength to stand on our faith in Jesus and not be led astray by society's expectations and reasonings. It is this anointing that enables us to be the light that brings glory to our Heavenly Father and to make a difference in this world. We read in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3, and this is the purpose of all this oil, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Another purpose of this oil is emancipation, nice big word, which means to set us free, to break yokes. Isaiah 10 verse 27 says, "It shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil." Yokes are wooden cross pieces locked in place to keep oxen bound together. And when a yoke is applied, the farmer has complete control over the animals as they plow the land. The animals can't roam freely, can't go where they want to go, until they're released at the end of the day. And what a powerful picture that paints for us of the effect of that oil in our lives. As we exercise our faith and believe him at his word, God steps into our situation and releases us from the powerful yokes that keep us captive, that keep us under enemy control, unable to walk in the freedom Jesus paid his life for on the cross. Now, life may not always be an easy journey, but God has promised to always be with us and free us when we find ourselves bound. Oil also lubricates. Now, we use oil to lubricate the door when the hinges are squeaking. Very irritating noise. And so we reach for a can of oil to stop the squeaking. And it only takes a few drops to relieve the friction, allowing the hinge to move freely and be quiet. Similarly, when this is applied in our lives, the anointing oil gets into the noisy areas of our lives and restores the quiet. So, what are the noisy areas? What is causing you to complain and why? Is it your environment? The people around you? Is it poor health or the depressing news broadcasts? Where is the source of your agitation? Whatever it is that is making these irritating noises in your life right now, God wants to apply his oil. So step into the presence of the Holy Spirit. Bring a sacrifice of praise to the Lord and ask him to refresh you. This thing will shift your focus from the noise onto our Savior and give you a clearer perspective of your challenges. The noise will ease and give way to joy. And then oil also stains. When you step into a puddle of oil and step out of it, you'll leave footprints everywhere, won't you? Likewise, when you spend time with the Lord, you will leave oily footprints wherever you go. Evidence of God's glory that can be seen by everyone who is watching us live our lives. And oil heals. God's oil brings healing. And that very familiar passage from Isaiah 53 verse 5 reminds us, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. So the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of us and is willing and able to bring hope and healing to otherwise hopeless situations. And then oil brings joy. 1 Peter 1 verse 8 says, though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. God wants us to feel that joy. He wants us to have joy in our lives. He doesn't want us to suffer. He doesn't want us to hurt. He wants to bring healing, light, joy. He wants to fill our lives. But we need to allow that infilling of the Holy Spirit. God wants to give us the kind of joy that goes beyond our natural understanding and does not depend on how we feel. He wants to give us his strength. Not a happiness that passes quickly and is dependent on material or physical things or events, but a supernatural joy that sustains us season in and season out, in the good times and in the challenging ones. So, the question is, how do we access this anointing oil in our everyday lives? Simple. We step out in faith. Faith in Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and friend. We position ourselves in the presence of the Lord and ask for this oil. And as he faithfully pours it out, let it penetrate deeply to do his work in you, reviving and restoring you, setting you free and lubricating the noisy parts, staining you with his love all day, bringing healing and forgiveness. So carry his oil inside of you all day, every day. We must understand and realize that we are God's anointed. Every one of us has been anointed by God as we've given our lives to him. He has set us apart from the world. Even though for now, we are part of it. 1 John 4 verse 4 tells us, you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Such powerful words. Words that we should take to heart, take and live by them. Greater is he that is in you than he who is in the world. I want to close by going back to that psalm. The verse from Psalm 23, you anoint my head with oil. And there's a wonderful parallel I read about recently. I want to talk about sheep. You know, we are the sheep, and you all know that sheep are stupid. Sheep are can't really think for themselves. They get themselves into trouble easily, and they need someone to look after them all the time. And as the sheep are going about their ramblings in the fields, they can often get their heads caught in thorny hedges and bushes because they're such silly creatures. And they can actually die trying to disentangle themselves. And you know, they're horrible little flies that torment sheep by laying their eggs in the sheep's nostrils and also in any open wounds. These little eggs turn into worms that drive the sheep to beat their heads against a rock to try and dislodge them. The pain and the agony and the frustration is so huge that the sheep can actually beat their heads to death, beat themselves to death by beating their heads on the rock. Their ears and eyes are also susceptible to tormenting insects. And so what is the good shepherd, the shepherd looking after the sheep, what does he do? He anoints the sheep's head with oil. Pours oil all over the sheep's head. And this oil forms a barrier of protection against the evil things that are trying to destroy the sheep. And then there is peace. Do you have times of mental torment? Do you have worrisome thoughts that invade your mind over and over? I know I do sometimes. Do you, figuratively I hope, beat your head against the wall to stop those thoughts? Have you ever asked God to anoint you with His oil? He has an endless supply. Allow Jesus, our shepherd, to pour out the oil of His Spirit on our heads, because we all have such a need for this anointing. His oil protects and makes it possible for us to fix our hearts, minds, and eyes on Him today and always. May our good, good God and Father anoint your head with oil today, so that your cup overflows with peace and blessings. God is good. He is faithful. Trust in Him and Him alone, always. Amen. So, Lord, I thank You for this message, for this time that we could hear from You. Thank You, Lord, that You have this endless supply of oil that You will pour out on us. All we need do is give our hearts and lives to You and ask You, Lord, for that blessing, and You will anoint us. So, Lord, we thank You that You have set us apart, that we who sit here know You, love You, even though we cannot see You. Thank You, Lord, for Your anointing. Send us forth, Lord, with that anointing today and always. In Jesus' name I pray this. Amen.